Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another shoe may drop today in the clergy abuse crisis. Whistleblower, former priest, and attorney James Faluzak holding a news conference in New York City to talk about continuing cover-up of sexual abuse with two other players today, Bishops DiMarzio and Scharfenberger. James Faluzak is joining us live. James, good morning. Tell us a little bit about what you're announcing today.
We're announcing the fact that the Bishop DiMarzio and Bishop Scharfenberger, who are making an impressive, impression on the folks in Western New York these days, they are operating with the playbook of a foreign power. They are using the statutory requirements of canon law to continue the cover-up in their respective dioceses. Bishop DiMarzio conducted a Vatican-sponsored investigation in Buffalo, of which we have not either seen results or heard of results or anticipate ever seeing a conclusion to why Bishop Malone was removed. And Bishop Scharfenberger, who I have found personally to be approachable and gracious, is still using that same playbook in his own diocese with his previous bishop, Howard Hubbard, in Albany. These men continue to cover up these issues, and we intend to address that this morning in Brooklyn.
So basically what you're saying is that even though there is a new tone here around Buffalo and some changes have been made, that doesn't really change the way the church as a whole operates with these sort of things.
Let me borrow the words of Attorney General Josh Shapiro in my home state of Pennsylvania. The church cannot be expected to police itself. As I say, and I think that the universal reception of Bishop Scharfenberger in Buffalo has been positive. I have found him personally to be approachable because I've had some issues because of my family in the Albany area. I've had to talk to him about these matters in the past year. But they're using the same playbook, and that is the statutory requirements of canon law that demand confessional secrecy in these matters. Bishop Scharfenberger alluded to that in his initial press conference in Buffalo and also at the event for the Movement to Restore Trust at Canisius the other day. He is bound by the requirements of the Vatican, and they essentially are a foreign power.
James, when it comes to Scharfenberger, he's been asked since he's been in Buffalo the last two times since last week to release the secret files. Do you think he intends to?
He has prevaricated on that very question. And frankly, he is not able to do that. We don't expect him to do that. And the reason is that he is governed by church law. He's governed by the appropriate canons that suggest that it would be akin to violating the seal of confession for him to do that. These matters always fall within that set of boundaries in terms of these internal investigations. The most germane, pertinent question that reporters should be asking Bishop Scharfenberger at this moment is, where is the report that Bishop DiMarzio brought to the Vatican a couple of weeks ago on their visit with the Pope? I was present for that. I was in Rome for that event. Are we ever going to see that report? The answer is no, because it is governed by this set of procedures.
So you don't believe there will ever really be true transparency, despite all the talk of such a thing?
You can point to the actual statements of Bishop Scharfenberger at least twice in public in Buffalo in the past week to acknowledge that he is bound by canon law. He'll do the best that he can. He's got a winning smile. He's got a great personality. I like the guy personally. I've found it very easy to speak with him, as I have in the past several months. But he can't do what the victims and advocates and the Catholic faithful of Western New York really need him to do. His hands are tied.
James, we appreciate the time this morning. James Faluzek joining us live. He's holding a news conference in New York City later this morning where he is targeting Bishops DiMarzio and Scharfenberger.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.